Check.
Hey. I can't even see what mine is. Hey. Oh, yeah.
Oh, she said she's been following on and all. They need to go ahead and drop the trial. Is it looking in favor of her or no?
Hell yeah.
It better. Then they need to investigate them assholes.
Yes.
Because I've only the
entire damn town.
It's like, we've been trying to tell y'all these out here tripping. We done seen enough movies about Boston cops to where we don't need a trial.
They all, from the sheriff to the mayor, everybody done lied. Everybody.
And that's against one little, she better move up out of that town too. But she ain't already moved. Get out of Dodge. Keep yourself safe.
I sue the hell out the city. Civil suit, like, hey. Y'all, I don't need none of y'all to go to jail. Just give me my $5 million and I'm gone.
Give me five and give me a day. I want a day.
I need one of these streets to be named after me.
The main boulevard. Yep. I need it. Karen Reed Boulevard.
Mother suckers.
Greg tripped me out trying not to cuss. Because he be cussing still.
Yeah, man.
What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. Hey, if this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. This is a podcast we do every single week. And we pretty much talk about all the things flowing around in the news and networks and all that jazz. And we do it every week. And it comes out the mouths of black men, who are fathers, uncles, husbands, cousins, brothers, and all the jazz. Well-rounded men, blue collars turned entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
All of it. And we usually kick this off because, as y'all know, you got to get things off your chest. We usually can kick it off with getting something off our chest. Goose, you got anything you need to get off your chest?
I do. The Ring doorbell app. Y'all need to do better because that damn app be, what's the word? Figgity, whatever.
Finicky. You had me forget the word.
Figgity, whatever it is.
Silence still though. Keep going, Goose.
Okay. So recently somebody broke into my vehicle and I have the Ring right above the area where the car sits. So, and I think I know who did it.
For real?
Oh yeah. So somebody walked by the house. I'm in the kitchen, and I see them walk by.
Mm-hmm.
My front Ring goes off. They done went up the street, wherever they are. I'm still washing dishes. And then all of a sudden, my outside Ring that shoots over the car goes off. I'm like, damn, that's late as hell, right?
Uh-huh.
So then another person walks by. Nothing happens. It doesn't record it. It doesn't sense it. None of that. So I'm like, what am I paying y'all for?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not recording every single thing that happens.
And if it ain't smooth to go back and watch.
Yeah. You can't, it's not, it just doesn't record every interaction. So y'all, if y'all at home and y'all think every time somebody comes up to your door, the Ring is catching it. It's not. It is not with me. So then I done did a little upgrade. I put the solar panel on it because this one has the battery. So I was like, let me put the solar panel on so I won't have to worry about the battery dying. Because that would
be the problem with that wireless bullshit too.
That's why I ain't catch this person.
Yeah.
Because the battery is dead.
Damn.
I was like, goddamn battery dead.
They probably knew too.
Yeah,
his battery should be dead. They got that put in about
that light
6 months ago.
On.
Oh, yeah.
So I put the solar panel on it, which was an easy install, but I got forever power, but the damn thing ain't sensing every time. So I'm kind of pissed off at your Ring, and I got so many Rings around the house. We need to talk. We need to have a conversation.
Let me tell you what, Ring ain't the only ones to be messing up, because I got Vivint.
And
that's a full-on security system, and it don't be clocking everything. Try to go back and watch. Video not available. It does that across all the. I'm like, what you mean video ain't available? It just be gaps in the recording.
See?
I'm like, dude, it'd be annoying the hell out of me. And I feel the same way. It's like, why am I paying? I done paid all this money for this equipment. And why is it not working right? Then you call them, you, I ain't gonna get on that. It's always a language barrier. Mm. You call these people, you try to get it worked out, like, hey, this is what's going on. It's like, oh, maybe you need to update. It's already updated. Oh, well, unplug and turn. I done did unplugged and turned it off. Shouldn't have to do none of this bullshit. It should just be working.
That's why everything needs to be hardwired.
Hardwired. I was all against. I don't want nothing wireless. People, they call me old because I don't like wireless stuff. Wired works.
Yep.
It works.
Always. You can go back and see everything. Man, I had review the whole day. And if you're messing up on memory, just erase the entire day. If nothing happened, now your memory's back. When I worked at the apartments, everything was hardwired.
Yeah.
I could go back three years on this system. Yeah.
And guess what? If you need to, you need more space, either take that disc out or whatever, or erase some stuff.
Yep. That's all I used to do is erase stuff.
At my other house, I had, it was this little rinky-dink thing. I think I got it on Amazon or something, or maybe Best Buy. And it had the little DVR, the little hard case DVR, and I had the wires and stuff ran. I could go back, slow video down, speed it up,
yeah,
clear it up to make sure it's clear. I remember one night somebody broke into our neighbor's truck across the street. And, you know, because he had, like, ladders and stuff in the back, and they came over. It was like, yeah, we see you got the cameras. Do you think you could, you know, go on there and see somebody broke in my truck? And I was like, it's not getting over there. At the time, the cameras wasn't even, the system wasn't fully on yet.
Okay.
Because I was just, like, taking my time. But then when I went back, because I had started hooking it up, I realized, oh, crap, it did record that. So I went back. It was by that time, it was like 3 weeks had passed. So I went back and looked and saw, and I was like, I could see somebody breaking their truck. And I could tell who it was by the way he limped, because the dude walks his dog all the time.
Oh, damn.
His body shape and the way he walked. I said, that's old dude. He just walked by, checked to see if the door was open. Door was open. He got all in it. Looked in the back, then went on the other side, got in the glove compartment, and then walked off.
Golly.
I said, that. But by that time, the neighbor across the street had pissed me off a couple of times. I said, I ain't telling
shit. You deserve it.
They started pissing me off. One night, they put all kinds of trash in my dumpster after I put my dumpster out for the trash man.
See?
And then I come out with more stuff, and I look, my dumpster's full. I'm like, what the heck? First, I'm thinking, all right, somebody down driving by just threw some stuff in my dumpster, went back, checked the camera, what they do? So what did I do? Took it out, threw it in their yard.
Yeah. Oh, damn. You ain't put it in their bin.
No, just threw it in their yard. Yeah. Put it on my property, I'm going to put it back on your property. But, I'm right there with you, man. These apps, these systems, man, they are trash.
So let me.
Trash.
It is trash. So let me tell you who I think it is. That broke into my car. So down the street, all the way at the end of the street, the main road, there's always this J. I don't know what y'all call him, what they call him in Cali, or straggler, somebody on drugs. What y'all call him? What they call him? What y'all call him? Straggler.
Call him a J?
J, you know, standing for junkie.
Oh, okay.
They them J's. J's at my dope.
Okay, you know, yeah, we got. I ain't gonna say what we call them in where I'm from. Okay. But
well, Jay's junkies. My neighbor, he an older man.
Yeah, we just call him crackheads.
Oh, nah.
I just take it out. I don't know if you can still say that or not.
I don't know. You might not. They also call him, he calls them tweakers. He's like, man, you think it's a tweaker? I don't like a tweaker.
Drifter's like the Mark Twain version. That comes from the novel.
Rolling Stone.
Drifter came by.
He had in a row with his thumb up.
With the backpack.
Hey, with the dark shadow, with the head. Anyway, this drifter. Right when I'm at the kitchen sink, this drifter. Matter of fact, let me start over. I'm working out in the garage. This drifter walks by, and I was like, hey, what she look?
Oh, hold up. My kids call them nomads.
Nomads. Okay. Nomads.
There's a nomad.
Nomad.
Y'all stop calling them people.
She walked by. She walked by the house.
Yeah.
And a few minutes later, she came back down the street, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, what is this? Because I couldn't really tell if she lived in the neighborhood or if she was just working out, because in my neighborhood, people are always just walking dogs, doing all types of stuff. Yeah. So the second time, washing dishes, and she walked by, and it just clicked. I was like, oh, that's that nomad that be down the street.
Why you switch up the term every time?
That's that drifter. Yeah, that's that drifter. If you're listening, you understand what we're talking about. That's that drifter. So then she walked by, and right where my car was, now I got the camera now, so I can see. Yeah. There's a tree also that like kind of shadows the car over the car. She stops right there and turns and goes right back down the street.
Does she ever have a baby stroller?
No, this one doesn't. Keep going. She's a white, man, it almost, I don't know what's up with them white drifters and stuff. It'd be like they put makeup on and it makes their skin like they're trying to look dirty or whatever, but it's like too uniform. Like that's not a tan, and it just looks like they get the powder and be like, oh, let me make sure I look.
I don't think it's powder.
Okay, well,
it might be. I don't know.
It might just be dirt then. Yeah. But she walked by, and I'm like, it's you. It's your old scraggly ass that done went into my car. And similar to the guy that did your neighbors, I'm quite sure she walked by and just checking the door.
Yeah.
Because the way the car sit is kind of like off in the cut or whatever. Uh-huh. So your boy waiting. And I'm gonna confront him. And I'm gonna say, hey, I know it's your old punk ass.
Oh my God.
I know it's your old punk ass. She probably gonna be like, whoo. So, no, she got my owner's manual. She got my owner's manual, and she got my previous registration.
The previous, not the current.
Not the current. That was in the dough. Yeah, she didn't get nothing in the dough for some reason.
Why don't you throw away your I don't throw mine away either.
I just leave it there. Yeah. Officer, look.
Yeah. Look, there's the most current one. You see?
If I lose this one, you see all these past years. Now, don't shoot me, damn it.
Now, the reason I asked, so at our old house, I don't know if it's during pandemic or not. I can't remember. Me and Angel, we sitting out on the front porch. It's a nice day outside. I don't know what made us sit on the front porch that day. But we were just sitting outside. Maybe we was in the driveway. I don't know. And lady walks by with a stroller. So I'm watching her, right? And this is like, you came to the house. It's like just a real long street.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this woman ain't up to no good. So she walks past, and I see her look over in, I think Angel's car was parked on the street. She kind of like looks over in it. Keeps walking. So I'm like, keep my eye on this woman. Mm. So sure enough, she gets down the street. She crosses and gets on the sidewalk at this point because she was in the street. Mm. And on the same side of the street as we on, she's probably like four houses down. There's a car. It was like a Beetle that always stayed parked in the driveway. They never drove it, but every now and then the windows was up. Sometimes they was down. This day, the windows was down. Mm. She's leaning over. She went over and leaned over inside the car, getting in the car. This is me. Get your ass out. And she jumps.
She probably in there right like this. Like,
you know, she was all the way in the car. So then she her gets out, and then she starts zigzagging, checking the other car. So now I'm walking down the street, and I like ring the doorbell. The neighbor comes out, and I'm like, hey, this lady, I said, her right there with the stroller. I said, I don't know if she got anything. She just got in your car. About that time, the other neighbor, they like in the backyard. I'm like, excuse me.
Yeah.
As I'm standing in that neighbor's house, I'm like, hey, this woman, she got the little stroller. She just got in y'all's car right here, right? Hey. And that's why I asked. I said, this woman sound real familiar. Again, white lady.
Take with the biggest Karen on the street.
Get your ass out.
She probably turned this old Karen ass mother.
I mean,
oh man,
old Tyrone ass. And we, you know, my the house we used to live in, where Greg and them live, is a lot close. Like we live close now, but it was even closer. They're basically down the street, like maybe eight lights down the street. I'm like, maybe that's her area.
She probably didn't get
what if I see at your neighborhood? I'm like, Goose, that's the same one.
Man, she just got rid of the stroller. Yeah. The stroller was slowing
down. Yeah, because the cops end up driving past. I guess one of the neighbors called the police or whatever. And I was like, yeah, she got a stroller. Apparently, they stopped her, and they was just like, we couldn't prove that
yeah.
whose stuff was theirs or whose not. I was like, you ain't got to tell me. They ain't getting my stuff. I don't care.
I'm going to get this paintball gun, and I'm going to do a drive-by on that. Pop, 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 pop. Stay out my yard, lady. Anyway.
What was I going to say? You caught shirt. Yourself musky?
No.
I saw Tony the Baker dry posted sheet. That. I don't smell good.
Man, I was like, my goodness.
My undershirt smell like you put them little, the balls in there. They got the scent thing.
Yep.
Oh, it be smelling so good. I was putting on my tank top. I was like, it smell real good. Anyway.
You talking about clothes. Y'all see this man fit? He got the chain on. Look at the shoes.
Got my dunks on. Yeah,
got the little cut open jeans.
Yeah.
Look nice.
This is my hip jeans, right?
I don't know. I'm trying to see whether you look like a rapper or a preacher.
Both? Why can't I be both? Why can't I be a rapper and preacher?
There we go. You can look both. You can be both.
Man, fuck
you
the
can
devil.
You can be in the trap.
P-H-U-C-K. Oh,
I'm trying to be funny.
Prosperity. Humility.
Keep going. Hold on.
What? Under Christ King.
Hey, you know who Young Dro is?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, this Christian rapper had him featured on the song. Dro killing it. He killing it. Hey. Yeah.
That's
he
what
killing
I
mean. It. I wish I should have brought it just popped in my head. Y'all look up Young Dro and listen to this Christian song, Christian rap he got.
That's what I meant to you saying that made me think of did you hear about D.L. Hughley?
Yeah, and the cousin
and preacher cussing each other out.
Motherfucker, you apparently wild.
I don't know where the video is, but there's a cussing minister and D.L. Hughley, the comedian. And I guess D.L. Hughley called into his show because I guess he said something about D.L. Hughley. And they just cussing each other out. And it's it's two old black men just cussing each other out.
Them boys going wild with it. I got more followers than your bitch. Yeah. You going crazy. Anyway, moving on, man. Hold on,
getting this off my chest. I know y'all know.
Oh, you got something?
Just real quick. You said just the dog thing. Did I say I was going to talk about it? The dog, Lottie. As y'all know, a lot of y'all know, our dog, Angel's dog, got murked by some coyotes. It's going to get taken care of, though. It's going to get handled. That's all I'm going to say. Go ahead, Goose.
Okay. Rest in peace.
Thank you, Tanya.
Question for y'all. No segue. We just jumping to a whole nother situation.
Moving on.
Alabama, California, Colorado, Connecticut, the District of Columbia, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, New Mexico, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, and Vermont. They all have one thing in common. They allow you to marry your first cousin. It's not illegal.
First cousin.
You can
California?
Yes. You can marry first cousin.
Why would you want to?
That's your auntie's daughter
that's
or
your
son.
Your uncle's child. Your uncle's son is your first cousin.
Is anybody in the chat married to their cousin? No judgment, because you can do what you want.
Yeah.
I'm judging you. I'm lying.
I'm judging the hell
I'm
out
sorry.
Of you.
I'm judging the crap out of y'all.
Look, I don't understand. I know I thought that was always like in Kentucky, because that's where me and Angel, we got our marriage license and everything in Kentucky. You do a test to make sure you're not married. But I thought that was a precaution.
A test that you are not related?
Yeah, not related.
Oh, okay.
Because people want to avoid that.
Yeah.
That was my thought process behind you. Like, you want to avoid marrying your cousin. Like, where I'm from, where I grew up, it's not small. Like, I found out where I'm from is not as small as I always thought it was.
Uh-huh.
But it ain't big. It ain't like Chicago or Atlanta. And so, you know, you grow up, your parents grow up with the same family. Yep. You grow up with their kids. They, you know, it goes back generations. My granny and all of them, they grew up, we all grew up around the same families. So I know my fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth cousins.
Yeah.
And I don't see them as fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth cousins. I see them as cousins. They just cousins, period.
Straight up.
Don't matter. We was in a, I think it was a funeral or something. No, it was something we had at our church one time. I remember I was probably like 14, 15. And, me and my friend, we came in late. You know, we trying to sneak in the back, act like we've been there the whole time. I think it was something like on a Saturday or something. Mm. And we standing there, and I see my sister, and I'm like, hey, I'm like, who's old girl beside you? Mm. Some cute girl. I didn't know who she was. I'm like, try to holler at her when we get up out of here. My sister smacked me back, man, it's your cousin, fool. I'm like, who? Like, you know, she had to go down the line and tell. I'm like, oh, okay. It didn't matter at that point that you know what I'm saying? I'm like, she's my cousin, so it's already off limits. But it ain't no telling how we related. Our great-grandparents' cousins might be related to their cousins. It don't matter. It's still family. Mm-hmm. You off limits. Like, simple as that.
Yeah, especially if I know it.
Yeah.
Like, if I know it, I'm not even, it's a turnoff.
If you in a big family and you don't know it's your cousin, you could easily find them attractive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like that married girl I did, I still don't know who she was till this day. My sister said it was my cousin. All right, I believe you.
Your boy was this close. I'm talking about that close. Knocking down one of my cousins. Hey.
What you do?
This was in Central Station. If y'all know about it in Atlanta, I was in Central Station and talking to this girl, and we getting into it. We doing all this.
What you doing? Doing that 80s dance on movie. 70s.
She backing it up. I can't handle it. I'm like, let me get a wall. And we both, the energy was there.
Yeah.
And there was a reason why that we was magnetic. It was just like something's y'all about blood. You. It's something about you.
Something about you I like. Hey, you all right with me.
When I tell you, we exchanged names or whatever, and then, you know, I'm always like, Greg Goosby. Yeah. I say my whole name. I don't never say, hey, my name's Greg. It's Greg Goosby. It stopped. Like, I could be talking just like this. Like, boy, you know what I'm saying? Greg Goosby. That's how I go.
You have to with that last name.
And guess what she said?
Goosby.
She was like, Goosby? I was like, Greg Goosby. She like, hold up. G. And then she spelled it. And I'm like, nigga, how you know how to spell my last name? And she was like, Monticello George. I'm like, yeah, that's where my people from. She was like, man, I bet we related. And damn sure
enough said, get out of my face.
Enough said. When she told me her name, as soon as she said Goosby, I'm like, oh yeah, we related.
Yeah.
Whether you were from Monticello or not, Goosby period. It crosses somewhere.
Yeah.
For you to have that last name, because I don't ever. I rarely run into anybody with my last name.
Now and then, I run across a Tanksley. Mm. Like every now and then. But Talbert, my mom's side, that's the known name in where I'm from in Kentucky. It's like, oh, you a Tanksley? I was like, because my mom's a Talbert. I'm like, I'm a Talbert too. As soon as I say that, people are like, oh, you related to, I'm like, yep. Every time, yep. Or y'all from New Zion? Yep.
See, y'all better start doing your homework or y'all gonna be looking like the hills got eyes.
So, yeah.
You see?
Look, exactly. That's what happens. You know what I'm saying? You breeding dogs movies. And then the brother and sister accidentally have puppies and the puppies is messed up. That's what happens with people too. You ever heard that saying that parents is probably cousins? a little touched. But
come out there humping they back.
My mom's a Talbert, my dad's a Tanksley. They got together. So there's subgroups of families. That's how far back we go.
Hold up.
What?
Talbert Tanksley is like that sounds like a whiskey or something, man. That could be on a bottle. You feel me?
That's what I might change the name to. Anyway.
T.T. Tower Tanks. Woo!
Kentucky Straight Bourbon.
Yep. Just give me 7%.
7%.
Just all the
way. All right. You're going to be working for it, though,
too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, turn up the heat. Pour it down.
Yeah. Nah, so we got – it's there was this massive family reunion. They probably still have it. The three main families is Adams, Dishman, and Henderson. Mm. I'm an Adams.
Okay.
Because there's like I said, we are related to the Adams. We are related to all three of them, but we fall under the Adams. It's like a chart –
yep.
Because all those families been together for so long. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, so people say, oh, I'm an Adams. I'm like, who's your family? Like, oh, okay. Or I'm a Dishman. Who's your family? We related. Mm-hmm. I'm a Henderson. Who we related. Like, so at that family union, we're like, I'm an Adams. I'm a Tower. It's like the subgroups. It's like, oh, okay. Damn. So you, so that's how, like, we stay clear away from.
I'll be honest though, y'all.
Look, I probably get, yeah, some of y'all probably like, oh shit, you related just by saying that.
I'm gonna be honest though. If my great granddaddy has a family and my great granddaddy's brother has a family, oh, you fair game. You fair game. Great, great, great granddaddy.
No, man, you finish.
Well, I don't even know how you end up figuring that out anyway, because it goes so far back. Yeah. But first cousin. Second cut, third, fifth. If y'all are still alive, anyway, stop marrying and having sex with your damn relatives. Because if you ain't seen the movie, simple. The Hills Got Eyes, has eyes, you're going to wind up screwing some things up. Walking around here with four legs.
A lot of people don't know it. A lot of royal families have a lot of
incest going on in them.
Yeah, they have, and they bloodlines be, what's the word I'm trying to think of, y'all?
Tainted.
Not tainted. Well, they don't want it to be tainted. They think it's pure if you keep it in the bloodline, so they end up having a lot of health complications and things going on and chromosomes missing and all this type of stuff, or extra chromosome, because it's like it's inbreeding. It's like we can't. You know, that, what's it called, House of Dragons and Game of Thrones, that stuff be real. It's you got to marry this cousin because we got to keep the bloodline pure. When actuality, you destroying your bloodline.
Yeah, because she was showing up knocking down her brother.
Yeah, King Tut, they have discovered, had disformations. That's why he was 9 years old when he died and had his skeletons crooked because he had a crooked spine. Because he was related to, his parents were siblings and all that. Or related.
Dang.
Then their parents were related.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway. Move. Woo! Since we're talking about family, this young man, I'm going to play the video. This young man, his daughter was being bullied at school, and he attempted to solve the situation cordially, but people weren't trying to hear him out. So, hold on. Let me see.
Her daddy out to school.
There we go. Hold
I'm
on.
Sorry. I know that was probably a traumatizing experience for you. But we
swipe up. Start it
over. That 7-year-old girl who had to watch me and my brothers jump her daddy out to school. I'm sorry. I know that was probably a traumatizing experience for you. But we kept asking you to stop bullying my daughter and you wouldn't listen. We sent letters home. We even had a meeting with you and your parents and you wouldn't listen. So now you know your actions have consequences. And since you too young to receive those consequences, you had to watch your daddy take those consequences. Get some therapy. You'll be all right. A lot of y'all keep asking why I didn't fight this man one-on-one and why I got my brothers to jump him in front of his 7-year-old daughter. And the answer is simple. Life is not fair. You get jumped by responsibilities every day. Bullying is not fair because you're picking on somebody that's essentially a weaker vessel and that's smaller than you. So I wanted to make sure she saw what it looked like when a fight is not fair and you don't have no choice but to let somebody jump you so she could get the concept of what she was doing. Sometimes kids learn from what they see and not what they hear. So I wanted it to be a visual experience, okay? I'm out here doing the Lord's work, okay? God is pleased with me whether or not y'all are. The 7-year-old.
Hey, I love his tone. his tone is just like matter of factly, like, look, this is what happened, and we tried our best to help you out, and unfortunately, we had to whoop your daddy's ass. But you saw that, and now you understand what's happening. And if it's traumatizing, get some counseling. You're going to be all right. You're going to make it. You're going to be somebody in this world. And it's going to be because you saw us beat your daddy's ass.
Absolutely.
I have nothing against it. The only thing is, you know, nowadays, you got to go think about the reaction and the consequences of you doing it. But, you know, when it comes to folks' children, folk don't be playing. Because I don't know if I told y'all about this guy at my, that dude at my daughter's school that was acting crazy. And I went up to the school and I was like, please keep that child away from my child. And they were saying, well, we can't do anything about it. He has to be in the class. It's against the law for us to take him out to school, all this, that, and another. And I already told myself I'm going to jail. If this guy does anything to my daughter, I'm already, I told Mel, I'm beating his, I'm fighting her daddy.
Yeah.
When it happens, it's going to happen. So all that other stuff I be talking just went out the window when it came to my child. But
Goose, it stays out the window. I'll let peace talk you be talking. Is on a branch, on a, it's growing on an apple
tree
on the other side of the window. It's always out the window, Goose. Y'all be thinking I'm the wild and the crazy one. Goose ain't
am nowhere near
Goose
that.
Goose be preaching the monk. You got to think about your actions. You got to be peaceful. This right here be completely out.
This is, I'm telling y'all.
Every story. Now, look, I usually say.
This is, you see how the devil laughs? Devil trying to put you down. I'm trying to, y'all better listen to me now. In this situation, I agree with him. I might not have jumped him, but I do agree with him. I, you got your child see, that girl see her daddy getting beat up because of her actions, she's not going to bully anybody anymore.
Hey, I'm 1,000% there with him. I commend these dudes. I agree with him getting jumped. Especially, you, it's pointless if you don't do it in front of the daughter.
Yep, it is.
Because apparently they can't get the message across to her. So let me do you a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Because next time, she might not be trying to bully somebody that's weak in the hair. She might be trying to bully somebody that's about their life. And she going to end up injured. But we're going to save her that L. And you going to take this L instead.
Yeah.
Like, that's out. Look, I've told Marcus and my kids, don't let nobody bully y'all.
Yeah.
If y'all ain't willing to fight them back, or I don't even commend them for doing that, I'm like, no, you go let the teacher know. I'm all about raising squares.
Yeah.
Because squares are successful. Y'all can raise y'all kids to be thugs and all that bullshit if you want to. Go ahead. See how long they make it. But my kids, I'm like, no, you can go tell the teacher. If your person ain't, if the person won't leave you alone off you saying something, you let your teacher know. If you can't get them up off you, you let your teacher know. If that don't work, let me know who the child is. We're going to find out who their parents are. And then they're going to have to deal with us. And they're going to have to deal with me in front of their child. It's going to be simple as that. Every time.
Every time.
There was, we had a situation in Marcus's old, his middle school, and he ended up handling it. But I was like, I got him to, I was like, who's this boy that you was telling me about? He told me his name. I was like, all right. I said, where does he usually leave the school? He showed me. I was like, we're going to wait over there. Saw the car he got into. I said, all right, I know the car. I can figure out who drives that car. I said, but, you know, you let me know. So the next day he was like, nah, I took care of it. I was like, all right, cool. Good for you. Because it was going to be me and whoever was in that car and whoever else was in the car. It didn't matter. So these dudes, I'm all about it. Good for y'all. Give them a round of applause. Beat that ass in the name of making
Diddy.
I hate that sound. Don't shut up, man. I hate that. in the name of making these kids good kids. She'll never forget it. Matter of fact, you may have made her a saint. She's going to be a peacemaker moving forward.
I wonder what her daddy, well, hopefully her dad didn't take it out on her. Did you see what happened to me? You ain't bullying people. Got my teeth knocked in. All right, well, moving on. Moving on, moving on. Would you allow me or feel any type of way if you came home one day and I was in your kitchen cooking for Angel?
Hell yeah.
you're not secure enough to know.
I'm very secure. If I didn't know about it, well, first of all, why the hell are you at my house?
Say you knew about it. Say I was like, hey, man, I'm coming over. I know you're out of town or whatever. But I'm going to come over and cook for Angel since you ain't at the crib.
Just you.
Just me.
You need to set that up better. That's a horrible setup.
So y'all know I be on these internets. Yeah. So this guy was basically saying.
He just came home one day. I'm in the kitchen.
He allowed. His wife doesn't allow his friends to cook for him. So the guy he's talking to, he was like, well, what's the problem with that?
Yeah.
He was like, and then the guy says, well, are your friends females? And he was like, yeah, yeah. Like, my female friends will come over and they'll cook for me. And the dude was like, hey, what? And then the guy basically says, I don't have any insecurities. My wife shouldn't have any insecurities. Like, you know I'm not about to do anything. And he just said it as if it was all. And then he said, when me and my wife were boyfriend and girlfriend, I allowed her friends to cook for her. So the dude was like, so you allow men to go to your girl's house, cook for them, and you're not there? He was like, yeah, all the time.
To me, see, that type of situation is weird as shit. This ain't just about cooking. Look, when y'all was out of town, Mel, Melissa, ooh, Danny, and I don't remember who else was there. They came over to my house, and I threw food on the grill. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to throw food on the grill. Angel knew about it. That was perfectly fine. But for me to go to Kev's house or your house and cook for y'all's wives, it's like, that's just weird as shit.
It's also weird, too, if only one of the women came to the house while you're grilling.
That's the thing. If it was just, that's a date.
If
Mel just came under my house, like, oh, I'm going to cook for Mel, and we at the house kicking. Huh? Why? We were bringing the kids together. We was kicking it and talking and stuff, and I'm like, I'm going to cook for y'all. We instead of going out to eat, we just going to grab, I'm going to throw some food on the grill.
So this guy was saying, I mean, I can't deal with that.
But that's at my house, though. That's different. You go to people's house when they cook.
Yep. This guy was saying, man, I ain't got time for all that insecurity. You're not secure in your relationship. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, all that bullshit. Is somebody a chef? Like, is this woman a chef?
And that's another thing.
Is she cooking for you and your wife or just you?
Or is she a chef and she's like, hey, I'm about to open this restaurant. I have a tasting. Come taste this food. Come taste these plates right fast and get on about your day.
But she's going to his house.
She going to his house or vice versa. Whoever house she going to. One, I'm going to just speak for the men. Ain't no man doing this without, I ain't even going to say he's going to have the agenda. But if you give him the opportunity to knock you down, he's going to do it. Period. Ain't no woman alive right now going to say, hey, Greg, I'm cooking. Can you come over and cook? And I'm like, sure. What? No, I'm good. What is happening? I would be confused.
Just out of the blue.
A good friend, Danny, she's a cook.
Danny's a cook.
She would never.
Danny, hey, Greg, she offered to cook for us I think it was something she wanted us to build. She said, I'm going to cook a full meal for y'all if y'all come over and build this for me. That's payment. Cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Come do this. Not, hey, Greg, I'm cooking. You want to come over? Me and Mel? Nah, just you.
Yeah. Or she had said, hey, I'm going to come over and cook for y'all. Cool. Yeah, cool. Yeah, you can come over and cook because you can cook.
Yeah.
For us, not for me.
Yeah. So I don't think it's insecurity.
Nah, that's called common sense.
What are you talking about, dude? Why would you even allow that? Why is that even a thing? Why would the other person even want to do that if they didn't want to deal with you in that manner? Like, come on. Y'all that's, sipping wine, eating, yeah. watching TV, a sex scene come on the thing, you just.
It don't even take that. It don't. That just sets the scene right there.
And then you at your house. So you know you're in your drawers or you're in something skimpy. You doing, man, come on, man.
That's some weird shit. For, come on. Hell, we just had somebody cook for us on Mother's Day. But guess what? That was a chef.
And y'all both
and
were there.
And she cooked for the family.
And the person isn't a friend. Like, this guy was talking about was talking about friends. To me, a friend is more dangerous than this random person because you feel comfortable around them and you know yeah. them. Man.
Yeah, that's weird for. Yeah,
if y'all out there,
if you married,
yeah,
even if you dating, that's kind of strange for somebody to come over to your house and cook for you.
Just
to be cooking.
Yeah, ain't no that. No, man. Yeah, stop acting stupid. talking the most dumbest shit.
That's just opening the door for some.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You laying the groundwork. You just.
I've had who was it? Our friend, one of our friends. I think I've basically moved her twice, and I'm just like, I ain't doing this for free no more. I heard you can cook. She was like, yeah. I said, I want a full meal.
Mm.
Like, that's a friend of, hey, I done did you these favors. Now you go, but I ain't going to go over. All right, we got the candlelight dinner eating together. No, bring the plate to the house. So I'll bring some Tupperware over.
Yeah. Like, that's, anyway. I was trying to think of a segue. I never
could. Man, hell with these segues, Greg. Moving on. What else is
inappropriate? Oh, that's inappropriate.
Stop.
That is inappropriate.
Moving on.
No, it's inappropriate. And y'all want to know what else is inappropriate? Teachers allowing kids in their classroom to undo or do their hair. So this guy is on the internet. Y'all probably done seen it.
Probably the worst setup of this discussion that y'all have ever seen.
Man, keep it to yourself. You ain't got nothing positive to say.
You right. You right, Goose. God, you man. Are 100% right.
All right, man. This guy, week. I don't know what state, what school, whatever it is, Maryland, Florida, but this black teacher has dreads or twist in his hair, and he sits there and films himself in class, in school, and allows the girls in the class to undo his hair, which is crossing the motherfucking line. And I don't care what anybody says, it's crossing the line. To me, it's like when your parents, your kids have friends and the parents say, No, Johnny, don't call me Mr. Goolsby. Call me James.
Man.
That type of feel like they trying to be cool and be all friends and cross that line of friend and an adult, he obliterated the line. How? What?
Go ahead. No.
I didn't say it right.
It's cool. Go ahead.
Oh, shit.
You close enough.
Yeah. Obliterated.
Obliterated. Go ahead.
Come on, man. You know I'm trying to work on my vocabulary.
We're going to help you afterwards. Go ahead, man.
He destroyed the line. Okay. I see people saying they don't see nothing wrong with that. What's going on, man? Why is everything so, nobody's standing on values. There's no structure in this world, man. Like, how is a teacher supposed to be a figure of power, or not power, but
authority
and structure, sitting down in a class and allowing little girls to play through his head and think it's fine And then some of y'all parents, I see some of the comments are saying, there's nothing wrong with that. We do this all the time, blase, blase. And that's why he's probably guaranteeing you this man has probably been having sex with some of them students. Guaranteeing. And then y'all going to act all surprised about the shit. The man has been, go ahead, man.
Yeah, it's
the bullshit.
It is. It's ridiculous. Like, him being a grown-ass man, I don't know what grade he's teaching or what grade it happened in, but it's extremely inappropriate. Even for we watched the video, he was like, these are my besties. These are not your damn besties. These are children. You there to do a job and teach them. That relationship should go no further. If he truly did care about the welfare and the safety of these kids, he would let them know that it's not good for them to become this close to a person that is not in their family and that is not a family friend and that much older than them. Because now you just setting them up for danger.
Yeah.
If you truly did care about these kids, but he don't. He's definitely in it for selfish reasons. Ain't no telling, like, I agree with Goose. Ain't no telling what else he's done. But it's specifically little girls. Definitely boys, but definitely girls. It's like, I'm a little biased toward them because they seem a lot more fragile in those. It goes the same, even for little boys. But when you got little girls, it's basically they ain't just seeing him as this is my big brother or whatever, big cousin or my bestie or whatever. No, they seen in this dude, they probably attracted to this dude, attracted to him. They feel him, he's over here planning their hair, and he knows this.
Mm-hmm.
He absolutely knows this. This is disgusting. If I had a daughter or even if my sons came home, regardless of the sex of that teacher, I'm beating that ass.
Yeah.
That is a straight up ass whooping that you're getting after you get fired in lawsuits. You still got an ass whooping coming. That's just completely inappropriate. Any parent that is okay with this, you are a problem also. I got friends. One of my friends, she came over, brought her daughter over. I've known this little girl before she was born. And I was like, hey, and she was like, one day she came over and she didn't speak. So I was like, you ain't going to speak. And then her mom was like, girl, get over and hug your uncle. And she didn't want to hug him. I was like, no. I told her, never make your daughter hug a man.
Mm-hmm.
She don't want to hug me. Don't make her hug me. Yeah. Absolutely not. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on. But I said, no, don't ever do that to her.
Mm-hmm.
You going to speak to me, damn it. Like, oh, yeah. You going to speak to me. Walking up in my house, eating my snacks. Hey, girl, I used to change your diapers, but. I told her then, I was like, don't ever let anybody force you to hug anybody, specifically a man. That's caring about the welfare of the child, not making them think it's okay. They don't know you. Them kids and parents, they don't know nothing about you. You are, it dude is disgusting.
He's just molding them for some shit to go down.
Yeah.
You just grooming them for them to get comfortable.
I don't
comfortable.
See nothing wrong with that. Then there's something wrong with you if you don't see nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I've seen it, and I haven't seen it. This is just in your face, blunt. Like, yeah, I'm doing this, and yeah.
There was one clip. They sitting there doing his nails.
Yeah,
they
were doing his nails. They was cutting his. What? My wife don't do that for me. Damn it! You got these kids doing it. You old nasty ass old man. Look, there's a line, teacher, student, parent, child. There's a line to be drawn and a line somewhere. Line to be drawn in the ground somewhere. I said a line to be drawn in the line somewhere. Anyway, you got to, come on, man, use some common sense. You got this. And then he wasn't even old. He was a younger dude. So, see, so 27, and let's say 14, the girls in between that age. And you know how younger girls are.
Yeah. Like
impressionable.
Said,
they're ready.
Hormones raging.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, nah, he.
Yeah, if I don't even think at this age, at 7, my oldest would even attempt to even think that was okay because of how I am. I'm about to try to predict the future, but her being in high school and her teachers was like, yeah, you can, she would most likely say, What? Why would I? What's going on? Aren't you the teacher? Is this right?
Yeah.
Because I've also told her, if somebody touches you here, if somebody touches you there, that I won't even touch you here. So don't you ever allow anybody else to touch you there. So be aware of this.
We told our sons that only a doctor, if we're present, can touch you in certain places.
Yeah. I'm gonna leave that alone. Cause I wanna say it. But I know it's gonna mess you, cause you be iffy sometimes.
I be iffy.
You be iffy one. I don't be iffy.
Then you be testing me. Hey, yeah, go ahead and take that part out what I said that right there. I'm gonna start leaving all of this shit in.
Everything isn't okay. Just because somebody has a feeling and wants to do certain things is not okay. It's not. Everything isn't, oh, I'm feeling this way, or I want this, this makes me feel good, doesn't make it okay. And that's probably what they're talking about with this damn teacher and these kids. Oh, they're just, if a grown man says that these kids are his besties,
that's a problem.
What? What grown man calls anybody besties? The guy is off, and I'm glad they fired his ass.
He Big Drake. I ain't taking that out. Moving on, Goose.
Moving on. Oh, crazy dude. What the hell going on with you?
I can't believe parents didn't, there's people with children. If somebody don't have kids, I can understand their them being stupid and oblivious about the situation. But anybody with kids, they don't have a problem with that. That's a problem.
One thing I have a problem with is Equinox, this gym, and they're charging people $30,000 for a membership.
Annual.
Equinox is betting an awful lot, launching a new gym membership program called Optimized by Equinox, which is aimed at improving overall health and longevity. The program costs $40,000 a year. It includes personal training, nutrition plans, sleep coaching, and massage therapy. The Optimized program starts with a series of tests. It will test members for 100 biomarkers, including heart, liver and kidney health, as well as metabolic and immune systems, cancer markers.
I don't need to hear no more.
Man, Equinox is on some bullshit. Let me tell you, there's a test you could get. They literally will scan your entire body for basically damn near every known condition and disease. And I think it costs $5,000 to $10,000. So if you get that, and then you have the money, if you're paying $30,000, you have the money to have an in-home gym. Why are you paying Equinox $30,000 for some people that don't give two shits? That is a person that works for a gym. They ain't no medical professional.
They're not. I know it because I work there. They are.
That's a trainer.
They're trainers. They're personal trainers.
Wear a stethoscope so they think you know what you're doing.
They don't do nothing special, man. They're just trainers, and you're in an expensive place. The same trainer at LA Fitness, Equinox.
Yeah, they just have a longer interview process.
Yeah.
Same. You just make a little more money.
And the Equinox employees are just more
professional.
Professional.
That's how they are.
And prone to celebrities and stuff. So
it's the difference when you're going to Holiday Inn and Ritz-Carlton.
There you go.
You get a really good experience at Ritz-Carlton, but guess what? It's still a hotel.
But ain't none of them in there with no medical degrees letting you know your blood pressure, this, take this medicine, take that medicine. Nah.
There ain't no doctor about to work at no damn.
The LA Fitness meal plan is the same as the Equinox meal plan. They all like,
so what should I eat to lose weight?
Copy and paste.
Here, scratch it out and put Equinox on there. There you go.
That's exactly what it is.
Man, And 40, you know what? People are paid. People will pay high dollar for anything. Yeah, look, as y'all know, I've been looking into dog breeds and stuff. I'm real spoiled by this hypoallergenic thing. Dogs that have hair and not fur, they don't shed or anything. You can keep them in the house and all that. No dander and all that. And I notice every breeder I look at certain dogs is like, you know, top rated, world class. There can only be a few.
Oh, yeah.
But everybody says the same thing. Oh, yeah. It's like, what's the difference between Equinox? You know what I'm saying?
Equinox is just organic.
You look at the car commercials. Mm. Best selling truck, best selling car. Only one can be the best selling, but y'all all say it. Because they allowed to.
Oh, yeah.
Get out of here, Equinox. I had a property that had an Equinox gym, and I went in there just to see what all the fuss was about. This is in Woodland Hills. That gym was so small, and I was there doing the construction process. So I'm like, this ain't no different from nothing else.
The one at the bottom on the floor level, yeah. I used to have to go through there and do some work.
We probably mean mugged each other one day.
Probably.
Yeah, little punk ass.
He's just trying to look like me, just a little taller.
he think he all that because he got eyebrows.
You don't be having no eyebrows, man. That's
I don't
wild,
have no eyebrows. People don't know until I say it.
Yeah, I know. I did. Well, one day I did know.
They thin. My mama's is like that too. Hers is a little thicker. I don't know what she do to keep them, but
it's man. We need to. You need to get them drawn in to see how you look.
Weird. I tried it one day just to see. I said, look weird as hell.
Golly, how good pull this off?
Like a forehead just bumped forward or something.
But anyway, Equinox, yeah.
There's a lot of people ain't got eyebrows, though. Kev's is thin.
I don't even be looking.
I be noticing, because I be like, man, how come you? It's like, you know, I notice people that got big calves, because I can't grow calves for some reason. And I notice everybody, I'm like, man, that fool got calves.
It's funny you said that. I did a leg workout yesterday.
Me too.
Man, this older lady just walked in the gym. Calves like stupid big. And I'm like, this is just, come on. It's genetically gifted.
Anybody that know me, know I never skip leg day. I do leg day more than any other. I make sure I never miss leg day. Even like when I have back issues, I find a way to do leg day. And I have overworked my calves, I feel, for probably 12 years now. They get stronger. Them some bitches is still just straight up and down.
You see some of these huge bodybuilders, man, and their legs are cut up, ripped, and you see the muscle definition. But the comparison, the size comparison, like to their arms, to their calves, they arms be 21 inches around, calves be 16.
I be working. I've seen dudes with real big quads, big quad, the big teardrop, and then get down the calf. I be working my calves. I'm like, pisses me off. Anyway, Equinox, tell me y'all can do something for my calves and I'll come get a membership.
Equinox will help
you
get
$30 a month, not $30,000 a year. Bro, kiss my ass.
I think it's $300 or $400 a month. But Equinox can help you get bigger legs, though. And you know what comes with bigger legs?
Can't stand this dude, man.
Longevity. There's a study that was made. Y'all, they say the stronger your legs, the longer you live. Because, not just because your legs are strong and you're just going to live long. It's because with stronger legs, you're prone to move around more and prone to get out more. You'll be, you know.
And that means you probably have done a lot because
And a lot of elderly people pass away from falls and broken bones, hip bones, all that type of stuff because their legs aren't strong. So that's where that comes from. So do your squats, do your lunges, you know what I'm saying? Get your Equinox membership.
I've been doing the what's it called? It's like a lunge where you put one foot up on the bench and you lunge down and you just do that and I hold the weights. Single leg something. I've been going ham on that one.
Is that the Bulgarian squat?
No, Bulgarian is the one that's the one that's bad for your knees.
Oh.
I think you leaning back or something. It's hard as hell. I know which one. I've heard of that one. And I remember looking it up. I was like, oh, you going to jack your deans up doing this one?
Oh, yeah, the one they be going. Yep, that's the one. Bulgarian split squat.
Sure.
You sure? Okay. Whatever. Just work out on your legs.
Who comes up with the names for this shit?
I don't know, man. Squat, back leg on chair squat.
I thought about getting a leg press machine at the house. I used to go ham on that too, but I ain't got nowhere to put it.
That's what, if I would ever have room, it would be the leg press.
But you can do shoulder stuff on that too.
Yeah, you can do a lot of stuff with
leg press.
I would do leg press because I ain't trying to do the squats, the weight on my back. Yeah,
I love it. That's probably why I got back issues and knee issues now.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Squatting 415. For what? For why? Mm. And I ask myself that every time after every workout, why am I doing this?
And with those workouts, do you ever get massages?
I should, but I don't.
Because
I don't like massages. I ain't had somebody give me the right massage, let's put it that way.
Well, I was having knee issues on this knee. And you remember, I went and got an MRI done on this one.
Oh, yeah. You ain't got no, was it a meniscus or something?
It was meniscus, and they were saying that some of the cartilage was missing or whatever. Yeah. Man, I ain't had issues with this knee since then. But I've also been massaging and doing like this, it's fascia release type stuff that I'm trying to do at the house by myself. I wouldn't recommend that. Go get it done by a professional, but just massaging it and doing some rolling, shit. I think my legs were tight and the muscles were tight.
Yeah.
And it that was contributes. Pulling. Yeah. It was messing my knees up. So y'all stay moving, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was telling Greg before we started, I think I have to, whenever I was having issues and if I needed to do a leg workout, I would always jump on my stationary bike. Put it on a high resistance and cycle, but lately my knees don't recover very well from that. Mm. It messed with my knees, and I don't know why. I don't know what changed. I always stretch before and after. I warm up, then I stretch. So now, like last night, instead of getting on the bike, I just jumped on the treadmill, put it on the steepest incline, like 15%, and I walked for an hour uphill. And when I tell you that, shit was insane.
I bet. Incline.
It was insane. I walked at like 3, put it on 3. Mm. God dang.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm glad I did it, though. I did it for a whole hour. I was watching the game, watching Minnesota just jack that whole goddamn game up. They pissed me off.
This is a hack. I'm glad you said that. If y'all would get on the treadmill as you're scrolling through the internet, you'll be surprised how long you'll be on that treadmill. You'll finish scrolling, and it'll be an hour, hour and a half, and you done worked out scrolling on the internet, not even being aware of what you're doing. It's crazy. I've done it, and it's easy. If I'm on Instagram and I'm in the house, I'm like, man, let me get on this treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll go through 30 minutes on the tread like that because your brain, I'm assuming, is just focused on this.
Yeah,
This is poison.
I used to go live.
It's a drug.
Some of y'all might remember. I used to go live when I got on my bike to help get through it, and that helped. Just talking to people and reading comments and stuff. That used to help a lot. But, I can't get on my bike no more. Not like I used to. Mm. Like, I used to do it as an actual leg workout.
Well, if you had enough money.
Man, we got to end. We got an hour.
Oh, okay.
What? If I had enough money, what?
Would you buy new legs?
Nah.
Because this guy, they had a bank heist, and they stole $30 million in Sylmar, California. Did you hear about that?
I didn't hear about it. There's a case, you said the case was still open, right?
It's still open.
It's going to stay open until you find out who bought that yacht.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. It'll be the yacht or the new legs, man. Anyway, somebody had a bank heist in Sylmar, California, and they stole $30 million. They haven't been caught. If you're listening, the criminals that did it.
How about your boy?
Yeah, man. I hide some of it for you for a flat fee.
Ew.
You know, I store it somewhere. You know, I know you need to hide some of it. Please hit me up. You can catch
You heard it here first, FBI.
Yep. Right here first. I'm ending the
No, hold up. We're going to talk about this real quick. I know where it wouldn't have happened is in my city, Lexington, Kentucky. I know most of y'all have already probably heard. They named May 9th Mm-hmm. Angela Keita Moore and Marcus Tanksley Day. That is no cap. I'm for real. My city gave me a day. Like, that's insane. Lex 5'9", because the Lexington area code is 859.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah, so I'm like, is it Lex 5'9"? I don't know. That's what I'm going to call it. Tanks 5'9".
Every year, y'all
should
have.
Y'all gave me a day.
Every year, y'all should have a party.
Oh, I'm going to have something real big. It's going to be crazy, yeah. Goose. And oh, it's going to be crazy. And I got to, like, make sure it's in, like, raise money for a charity or something. Mm-hmm. It's going to be ridiculous. Bourbon might be free. People are like, oh, y'all going to make a margarita day. Kentucky's known for bourbon. We ain't making no bullshit margaritas.
You should have a chapter of all guys with no eyebrows show up and try, you know.
And in honor of Greg, you remember that movie Critters? Little short, hairy bow.
Oh, man.
It's like a whole bunch of just.
A whole bunch of Marcuses with no eyebrows.
A whole bunch of Gregs with no height. Goose, gone, let them know where they can find you.
You can catch me on IG. That's GOOLZBY. Building with Goose on YouTube. And also, I'm not a lawyer, but The Debrief on YouTube. Again, I'm not a lawyer, but / Patreon as well.
Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my building body butter called Man Shit. You can go to manshyt.com. Check that out. If you're listening, you can watch this on all podcast streaming platforms. If you're watching, you can listen to this. Hold on. If you're listening, you can watch this on YouTube, Tanksley TV, Let Us Tell It Podcast. And y'all can join our Patreon at patreon.com/thatchickangel. What else did I have? I think that's it, fam. We're going to holler at y'all next time.
Yep.